Making the Most of This Issue for January 2003. Teaching the Atonement. The thing Christ seems most anxious to stress about his mission beyond the personal virtues, beyond the magnificent sermons, and even beyond the healing, is that he submitted his will to the will of the Father, writes Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. He offers valuable ideas on teaching the atonement in a way that will bring spiritual healing to those who hear. Read this month, Teaching, Preaching, and Healing by Elder Holland. Understanding the Master's Words. To interpret a parable, one must study what it meant to them, there, then. To apply a parable, one must ponder what it means to me here and now, Frank F. Judd, Jr. explains. See the priceless parables this month in the Ensign. Jesus was clearly concerned that his disciples learn to deny themselves of all unholy sexual desires, writes Elder Sheldon F. Child of the 70. To learn more about what the Savior taught on this topic, read the article Words of Jesus, Chastity by Elder Sheldon F. Child. A series of short parables about the establishment of the kingdom of God in the latter days can have personal meaning to us because in our own ways, many of us have lived them or seen them fulfilled. See Prophecy for Our Day this month by Elder Carl B. Pratt of the 70. To help you put the Savior's teachings and the significant events in his life into a historical context, read New Testament Times at a glance. Happily Ever After. Is your marriage challenged by disease or disability? Read how one couple finds happiness in marriage despite coping with debilitating illness. Read Two People Building for Eternity in this month's Ensign. Sharing the Gospel. There are many ways to share the gospel. Being a good example for your neighbors, teaching primary, strengthening a home teaching companion, or even talking with strangers at a bus stop. The stories in Latter-day Saint Voices may give you a few ideas. New Priesthood and Relief Society Manual. The Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society Course of Study for 2003 focuses on the teachings of President John Taylor. Read about his early life in England, his conversion, and his life of faithful service in the article John Taylor, Defender of Truth in this month's Ensign. Be a better teacher. Learn how small group assignments can draw out more participation in your lessons. Read the article When Students Are the Teachers. Women in the Workforce. For a variety of reasons, women sometimes enter the workforce suddenly and without feeling very prepared. If you find yourself in this situation, the tips this month in the Ensign might help you make this difficult transition. Home teachers and visiting teachers find the monthly messages in this month's Ensign. Did you know? Because this year's course of study in Sunday school is the New Testament, each issue of the Ensign will contain articles about specific principles the Savior or His apostles taught. These articles can add depth to your gospel study and can also be adapted for family home evening lessons. End of the article, Making the Most of This Issue.